this segment in our series that we began in January. We started talking about the priority of God, which is the kingdom. And Jesus said that God's priority is to seek first the kingdom of God. That is the priority of God. God's priority is not things, it's not religion, it's seek first the kingdom of God. We've been dealing with this for the last 10 months, and in this segment, I want to talk about probably the most important part of the kingdom experience, and that is the process of entering the kingdom. The process of entering the kingdom. Please write that down in this particular session we're doing. It's going to be our focus today. How to enter the kingdom. The process of entering a kingdom. I want to remind you that we have a lot of materials available for you in this series. And one of the things I want to highly recommend to you is that you get a copy of our two important books on the kingdom. The first one is Rediscovering the Whole Idea of the Kingdom, which is the message of Jesus, which has been lost. And based on my research, it has been lost for over 1800 years. The Christian faith, which is a religion, was basically instituted by the Catholic Church. And if you study the history of Catholicism, it's well over 1,000 years old. And that focus of that particular religious institution has not been the kingdom. If you were to read through Catholic doctrine, you read through even the creed, which we have all adopted in the Protestant Church, there is no kingdom focus. Which means that for the last 1500 years, we have not even talked as a primary priority about the very message that Jesus preached. We have been focusing more on a religion. And this is why I released a second book called Kingdom Principles. Because if you understand the concept of kingdom, now you got to learn all over again how kingdoms work. Because that was the concept that God introduced in Scripture. It is the only message that Jesus preached. So learning those principles, and I have over 70 specific CDs that I have been teaching on the kingdom, and they are available to people. And we're so happy that we've seen people purchasing these CDs all over the world. We get orders from many countries. And we are very humbled by that. We got people flying into the Bahamas just to buy a whole set. And the set sometimes can be up to $950. People just buy the whole set because they wanted it to learn the kingdom so badly. And most of these people are actually pastors, which excites me, because if the leaders get it right, say amen, then we will see the people getting the message right. And I want to strongly urge you, if you are not yet passionate about the kingdom, to really ask God in your heart to give you the hunger for the kingdom. One of the things that have happened just this past month is that my first kingdom book has just been released as an audio book. Released in the United States, and it'll be in all the stores next month, where you can get the entire book on audio CDs. And I think this is exciting because people can listen to the kingdom teaching while they drive down the street. And when you're stuck in traffic, instead of getting mad, you get ahead. But one of the things that I wanted to deal with today is, how do you enter the kingdom of God? And what is the focus of this whole process of entering the kingdom of God? What do you do to enter the kingdom of God, and how does it work? I want to first talk a little bit about the Bahamas in this series. And I'm going to talk about the United States a little bit too, because I think the examples are excellent. The Bahamas, number one industry is tourism. And the Bahamas has over 5 million tourists that come here every year. We are only about 300,000 people, which means that more people are coming to us than live here. We are the most successful tourism country in the entire region. No other country in this region receives the number of tourists that we receive in these small islands. Just last week, I was invited to speak to the Tourism Association conference, and there were over 15 government ministers of tourism in that auditorium, and there were over 600 or more tourism directors, professionals from over 30 countries that were present. And I spoke to them on the subject of innovative leadership in tourism. And as I sat there, I was amazed that many of those countries are larger than we are, and yet we are the most successful in attracting people to our nation. Over $1 billion come in every year to this great country of ours just through tourism. We're not talking about banking, which is our second industry, or ship registration, which is our third industry, or even fisheries, which is our fourth industry. But we're talking about people coming here to give their resources to us. Why is the Bahamas so successful? As a matter of fact, I want you to think about something. Why don't people come to Jesus and to the kingdom of God the way they come to the Bahamas? Why isn't there 5 million people coming into the church every year? Why are they more excited about coming to the Bahamas than coming to God? Why are they willing to spend an average of $200 per night per room, excluding taxes? So an average vacation is about $1,500 a week for a couple. Why would they give that kind of money to us? What brings them here? I want you to listen carefully, because I'm going to show you why people don't want to come to God, but they want to come to the Bahamas. The reason for our success is because, listen to me carefully, I'm going to give you a revelation. The reason why we get 5 million tourists coming to the Bahamas every year, and that's growing by the years, is because we do not advertise nor promote the Prime Minister. I can now end my sermon. I'm finished. If you want people to come to your country, you don't advertise the government. You don't preach how good the Prime Minister is. You don't describe the Prime Minister or the President of your country. You don't make sermons out of his personality and his character. You don't describe his lifestyle to them. People don't come here because of our Prime Minister. Most of them don't even know him. They get to know him when they arrive. When I was in Trinidad last week, as soon as I arrived in Trinidad, there was a massive photograph of the Prime Minister in the airport. And next to him was the picture of the governor. I didn't know who they were. If I was a tourist, until I arrived there, I saw who was in charge after I got there. I was in the country, then I discovered who the leader was. Why is this so important? Matthew 6:33 is our foundation theme for this series. Jesus said, the first thing a human should seek is what? The kingdom of God and his righteousness. That means the priority of God is to seek first his kingdom. And notice he says, and there's some benefits when you seek it. All of these what? Things shall be added unto you. I thought it was very interesting that before Jesus invited you to come to the kingdom, he told you about its benefits. He says, why do you worry what you will eat, what you will drink, what you will wear, how you will live, what you will drive? In other words, he dealt with the things you are driven by. He dealt with your interests first. He says, I know you want food and clothes and car and house. You want something to live in. You want to look good. You want to feel good. You want to eat good. He says, I know that. He says, that's what you're after. He says, all of this is in this kingdom. Can I say something that may be a little bit theologically dangerous? I've done this often. He never said, seek ye first me, Jesus Christ. I want you to think about that. If we put our prime minister's photograph and his bio and his profile on all of our tourism advertisements, no one will come here. They don't want to know him. That's not their interest. He never said, seek first Jesus. He didn't say that. And yet the church, the religious people, the Christian people, they keep selling the preacher, the prime minister. They keep promoting the president. They keep telling the profiles of how good he is. And that's why the people are interested. There are 1.2 billion Muslims in the world, and they need Jesus. Not interested. 600 million Hindus in the world and counting. They need God. Not interested. So they collect 6 million of them. 6 million gods. The reason is people are interested in the head of the country. Seek first what? The kingdom, the country. He says, and if you seek the country, all these things. He knows that you and I want things. All right. Here's a picture of the Bahamas. Look at that. I took that myself. Oh, that is so inviting. And if somebody is in Canada now in the snow and they see that, come on, y'all talk to me. 0 degrees and they see a tropical ocean, blue waters, white sand, nice red hibiscus in December. That's why they come here. You don't show them a picture of the prime minister. That's why we got so many expatriates wanting to live here. That's why one of our largest and fastest growing industry right now in the Bahamas is external owners of property. Hope you all wake up on this one. In other words, more people who don't live here are buying up our land because they want to move here because here is better than there where they're from. Why in the world would Saul Kirshner, the owner of Atlantis, could put up a project and sell one apartment with one bedroom for $700,000. And it's 40% sold out already. And two bedroom is $1.10 million, and that's almost sold out. Why would people do that? Because they are living on the beach. Average temperature 75 degrees, we tell them. Ocean filled with pure, fresh, clean fish. No pollution. That's what we sell them. We sell them hospitality, good-looking people with good attitudes. We don't sell them the prime minister. You all listen to me? People don't come into a country because of the leader. I tell you this, write this down. Look what we sell. This is our tourism quote. That's what we sell. It's what? Getting better in the Bahamas. And then one time you say, it is better in the Bahamas. What do we sell? We don't sell the prime minister. We sell what? Sunshine, sand, clear waters, blue skies, warm people, good food. As a matter of fact, here's the bottom line. The secret to attracting visitors or investors or citizens is to promise them the lifestyle, the benefits, and the environment of the country. This is why people are not coming to God. We keep selling them the leader. Oh boy, it's going to be tough now. Jesus never preached himself to the multitudes. Go back and read your Bible. The kingdom of God is like, the kingdom of God is like. He kept finding every single example he could use of what the kingdom is like, he says. It's like a big banquet, he says, that a king was throwing for his son. I mean, think about the picture in your mind of a banquet being thrown by a king for his son. You're talking about golden carpets, silver walls, silver spoons, golden goblets, all the food you can eat, grapes and wine and cheese. You're talking about fresh meat. You're talking about a palace. You're talking about grounds with beautiful trees. In other words, he sold you a picture. He said the kingdom is like a king in welcoming you to a big banquet for his son. Ooh, I want to go to that. He never said the kingdom of God is him. As a matter of fact, he said that he is just the door. Doors are not buildings. That's why your cousin ain't born again yet. That's why the place on your job don't even want to talk to you anymore, because you keep talking about Jesus. They don't want to hear about the prime minister. You keep trying to win your uncle, and your uncle don't want to hear about God anymore. Why? He ain't interested in God. He's looking for food and clothes and water and car and house. And he thinks that your God ain't got it because you broke. You're selling the wrong stuff. I was taken on a private tour in Atlantis the other day. Private tour, very secret tour. I was the only person there. And they took me in the back room. They showed me the future of Atlantis. And I said, people would buy that? For $1 million? A little, copy little thing. They said, almost sold out. They said, what we sell them is not the building. We sell them the amenities. No investor comes here because of the prime minister. Because prime ministers change. Why would someone stake their whole life in a piece of property on Paradise Island or in Exuma? Not because of the government leader. Because they know that they're all temporary. Let me tell you what the government offers, listen carefully please, an investor to make them spend billions of dollars. Here's what they offer them. Stability. Guess what? God says, my throne is forever. He said, when you invest in my country, you ain't got to worry about no coup. His throne is forever. His government is forever. That's important. That's a stability statement. Write this down. Preach the store and not the door. How do you enter the kingdom? We got to get this right. You want to sell dresses. You want to open a dress store. You want to sell dresses, okay? That's your decision. You want to sell dresses. So you get a storefront downtown and you put all your beautiful dresses from the manufacturer in your store. You decorate your store beautifully with all these dresses, put them in the window and everything. And then you take your 60-second ad on the radio and you spend your entire ad talking about the door. You show the door. You show the color of the door, the height of the door, the width of the door. You show them the door made out of mahogany, how it has little nuts in it. You show how beautiful the door is, how heavy it is, the weight of it, the size of it, the width of it. You can answer, come to my door. The door is beautiful. Wonderful is the door. The door is awesome. The door is faithful. The door is everlasting. The door is eternal. The door, the door, the door. You will go broke. Because people ain't looking for door. They're looking for dress. Have you noticed? If you want to sell shoes, you don't advertise the door of the shoe store. Here's what I found out. If you show them your merchandise, they will find the door. Some of y'all know what I'm talking about when you go to Miami to shop. Or is it now Fort Lauderdale? Or is it now Orlando? You're going to hire, and I think it's West Palm Beach now for some people. Eh? Yeah, y'all know. And I mean, Bahamians get lost all the time looking for the door. They know there's a place, there's a Walmart somewhere around here. They could smell it. Now, okay, here's something to remember. When you think of Walmart, look at me now, do you think of the door? Absolutely never. What do you think of? All the things. Ooh, there it is. And you will get lost 10 minutes, 20 minutes to find that door. Once you see the big W, it's like heaven has arrived. Jesus has come down and touched me. Ooh, there's the big W. And you walk in there and your life is transformed. And the anointing comes upon you. You tell them, give me two cards. When you want to attract people, you don't promote the door. The goal is to promote the merchandise, not the door. The message is the country, not the border control. We preach about the border. The message of the country. The country's quality of life and the benefits attracts citizenship. Please write this down. It's very important. This helps you organize, reorganize your programs on your TV, see? It helps you readjust your radio program. It helps you readjust how you witness to people. Your focus should be the quality of life in the country. And the benefits of living in it. Do you know why the Bahamas became the second leading banking center in the Caribbean? Not because of who was prime minister. The benefits of putting your money here for the past 50 years with no taxes is what brought the money here. Now, recently they've been kind of adjusting that and money been going out. Because people don't necessarily like Bahamians, you know. They don't love you, that's why they build here. They love the environment. And that includes no taxes. All right. Luke 16. Jesus said, the law and the prophets have been preached until when? John. Since that time, the good news of what? The kingdom of God is being preached. Now watch this. And everyone, who? Everyone is doing what? Forcing his way to get into that country. Listen, how come the people ain't forcing their way to get into Christianity? They don't want Christianity. Because Christianity is built on a door, not a building. See, when the Muslim talks to you, they compare Muhammad with Jesus. That's why it ain't working. If you tell them, look, let's forget Jesus. What's the benefit of Islam? You sick, you depressed, you poor, you can't find something to eat, you worshiping cows. Come on, let's not talk about Hinduism. So let's talk about Maharaj Bahailullah. Let's talk about the benefits. In our country, we eat cows. In your country, you worship cows. You starving, we fat. Let's talk about the benefits. Hinduism, eh? Talking about the wrong thing, see? People really are not looking for Jesus. You keep telling them they are. They're not. They're looking for things. They're looking for a good life. Oh, listen to me. Now, let me tell you why I want to talk about the Bahamas and America. The Bahamas has one of the most difficult problems in the region. More people are trying to come from other countries to the Bahamas. Our number one issue socially is immigration. Y'all think of this. Why? Because somebody told them, if you can just get there. So they come by boats. They come by swimming. They put barrels with styrofoam and put a little rope on it. We gotta get. They're trying everything just to get. And any land that's called the Bahamas, once they get there, they say, ooh, huh. And they start building little houses on the land. Why? Because someone told them the land, the opportunities, the benefits. If you just get there, your life will change. They don't care who the prime minister is. America's number one problem today is immigration. Now they are talking about building a wall between Mexico and America. Listen, you missed the point. The point is, those people have been told, if you can just cross. See, in Mexico, they didn't advertise Bush. They advertised the lifestyle. If you get in America, you could have all these benefits. So people will risk their lives crossing the desert with rattlesnakes and guns, and they will just say, if I can just get there. And you know what I love about it? When one of their family makes it, I'm talking to someone spiritually now. When you realize how good it is, you send a message back and say, bring the rest of them. If you understand what I say, just clap your hand. Praise God. Let me explain something. That's why Christians don't witness to their family. Because they are not enjoying the land themselves. Christianity is a boring experience. Sing songs, pray. Speak in tongues, pay tithes, go home. Sing songs, pray. Pray in tongues, pay tithes, go home. For 50 years? Oh, sorry, and broke. So you go to your friends, you say, come join me. Experience what I'm experiencing. They say, you're sick, you're depressed, you're broke, your face look ugly. You ain't never always complaining, and you actually joining with me criticizing your own pastor. Now you tell me to come join you. Because you haven't found the kingdom yet. You found a religion. And people don't want a religion. They got their own. Jesus said they are forcing their way.
Is that the last statement?
Who was forcing their way? Read it out loud. Come on, say it loud. You never saw that before. He says, once a person understands what the kingdom is, they will do anything. They'll cross the border at the risk of being caught. They will lose their families, leave them behind in Mexico, leave them behind in Haiti, leave them behind in Trinidad. They will try in Jamaica. They'll try everything. I gotta get there. That means we're not preaching the right thing, because they ain't forcing their way. Let's look at this very quickly. According to Jesus, the most important priority of man, all men, should be the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven, is the most important thing on earth. And it is the treasure, the pearl, the yeast, the light, the salt of the earth. According to Jesus, this thing is everything. And yet we're not talking about it. We don't preach it. We don't teach it. We preach in a religion called Christianity, built on a man called Jesus. And the folks don't want the prime minister. What I'm teaching is tough, I know. It's going to take a paradigm shift, a readjustment of your entire theology. Because you see, Matthew 6:33, he says, he never said, but seek me first. We keep presenting Jesus, and they're interested. If we presented Prime Minister Perry Christie, we'll go broke in this country. Let me tell you what I like about the Bahamas. The sand don't go away, even after the Prime Minister has changed. Let me try it again over here. These folks listen to me. Okay. The sunshine and the ocean is not government. It doesn't move with the government. When the government changes, the sand don't go away. That's why you don't sell the government. When someone buys a piece of property in the Bahamas, their security is the property don't move. The kingdom of God, Jesus says, is the first thing people want to seek. Look at what he says in 34. These are benefits now. He threw in one. He just threw it in. He says, and once you get in, you ain't got to worry about tomorrow. It destroys your worries. What do you think people worrying about right now? Tomorrow. He said, you come to this country, you don't worry about tomorrows anymore. Wow, what a reason to invest in that country. If you get into this country, he says, all your worries, your pressure, your frustrations are over. What a country. So you get in here, he says, tomorrow takes care of itself. Excuse me. Y'all ain't excited. Y'all looking at me like, y'all ain't excited? He said, you come to this country, tomorrow takes care of itself. Let me say it again. He said, if you come into this country, tomorrow takes care of itself. What a country. I know I'm treading on light soil here, but I really don't care, because I'm reading the Bible. He didn't say, if you come to him, tomorrow goes away. He said, if you come to the kingdom, the country, tomorrow goes away. All right. Let's take a look at this. Matthew 13:14. The kingdom of heaven is like what? Treasure. He said, this thing is so precious, you search for it like treasure. What is? Not him, but the kingdom. People, listen. Have you ever seen those movies where they have the treasure map and you got these guys looking for this sunken ship? Man, they go through all kinds of hurricanes and storms and typhoons. They don't care. They try to keep that ship together. Why? Man, they got to find this treasure. And they follow this map at the peril of their own life. They leave their families back home. They leave the safety. They leave all the security. They said, there's a treasure out here somewhere. He said, that's the way the kingdom is supposed to be. You're supposed to go after it at your own danger. Because you know, once we get in, I think about my Haitian brothers who are here this morning. God bless you. Some of y'all got some cousins who come on them boats, and you know you pray all the time. Oh, God, don't let them die. And them boats got holes in them, and the mast and the sails are raggedy, but they're hanging on, and 90 of them in one boat that could seat 30. And they say, I don't care if I can just get there. She said, that's the way the kingdom is supposed to be. Listen to me. He said it's like treasure. Look at this one. He said, again, the kingdom of heaven is like what? A merchant looking for fine pearls. He said, it's a thing that everyone's looking for. And we keep giving them the wrong thing. He said, when he finds one of great price, he does what? He sells everything and he goes and buys that one. He says, such is the kingdom. Listen, I've heard people say, you know, I meet people all over America. I travel there almost every week. And I meet people, where are you from? Guyana. Where are you from? Jamaica. Where are you from? Haiti. Where are you from? Barbados. Where are you from? St. Kitts. Where are you from? Antigua. I said, but how come you all left home? Boy, I left, you know, 15 years ago, I had nothing. And I came to America. See my car? See my business? My children are in school, getting educated, free scholarship. Is it back home I couldn't do this? Oh, and this is my cousin. He came last month. Huh? And we saved him to bring our mother. Why don't you do that with the kingdom of God? And these people I'm talking to never met Pastor Bush. They ain't sitting President Bush. They ain't sitting. Once they get in America, they figure tomorrow will take care of itself. They sell everything for that one pearl. Gave up their heritage, their history, gave up their country. We missed it. We keep selling him. I know this is tough. Jesus never said in the Bible, he's the answer. That's a song we sing. He never said that. He says, I am the way. Uh-oh. He didn't tell the destination. Okay, let me show you some scriptures because I know some of y'all are having problems, all right? I tell you, I've been incubating this for 6 months. This is heavy stuff. Matthew 6, verse 9. The priority of Jesus. This is his priority. Watch this. Matthew 6, verse 9. This then is how you should pray, he says. When you pray, he says, don't even pray for me to come. And the church been praying for Jesus to come. He said, that's not the prayer. Don't pray for that. That ain't what I want to come to earth. I don't want to come to earth. I came to earth for the very reason of bringing something else. Boy, religion is a mess. Read it out loud. Read. This, come on, out loud. This then is how you should pray. Who's talking? Jesus. Read. Our Father who is in heaven, hallowed be thy name. He said, now keep praying. Your kingdom come, your will be done. Where? On earth. How? I said, isn't it? He said, that's your prayer. Don't pray for me to come. They focus on the door. Luke chapter 22, verse 29. Now, look at this. He says, I confer on you, out loud please, and I confer on you, not a religion, but a kingdom, just as my Father conferred one on me. That's a political statement. Every government, when they appoint ambassadors, they use the word confer. When I received my medals from the Queen of England, and I stood there in that wonderful place of dignity, with all those important people there. I stood there. I had to kneel, you know. I knelt down on this thing. And the guy took a little sword, put it on my shoulder. And then he said, I confer on you. He used the word. I confer on you the OBE award of the Kingdom of Great Britain. And when I stood up, I was a different person. They called me an OBE. I went out as a Bahamian Baintown person. Got up as an OBE in seconds. In other words, they conferred on me, watch this, the Order of the British Empire. They put on me the whole empire. You don't understand. See, the Queen of England has the power to give me her kingdom. So when you come into my office, you look at the end up in the lobby, or even, it's right there, I see right there. You can see Elizabeth's name's on that right there. See that thing right there in the lobby, and you go inside, look at it. It says Dr. Miles Monroe, OBE, and see the Queen of England, her signature's on it. She sealed it. That means when I enter England and they see OBE, they do like this. Why? The kingdom just walked into the immigration department. And all of a sudden, they say, this little black boy from Baytown comes into the airport of Great Britain. And when they open my passport, they say, excuse me, sir. See, it ain't me they see. They see the kingdom. That's what he said. I confer on you, he says, a whole country. And that's why when you slap me, be careful. You're slapping a kingdom. When you insult a citizen of the kingdom of God, you're tampering with government. Jesus said, it's better for you to tie a rope around your neck and hang yourself if you offend the least of my citizens. Tell your neighbor, be careful how you treat me. Tell your neighbor, give God $500 right now. A kingdom is not a religion. Matter of fact, here's what a kingdom is. A kingdom is the governing authority and influence of a king over a territory, impacting that territory with his personal will, his intent, and his purpose, which produces a culture of values and morals and lifestyle that reflects the king's desires and nature for his citizens. In other words, a country, a kingdom is a country, and it reflects the very culture of the king and the lifestyle. People want to go to America at the risk of their life because of the lifestyle.